This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
California Congressman Ed Royce, who serves as chairman for the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Maria.
Was this the right move?
Well, it certainly was the right move. And not only was it the right move, but the inclusion of Britain and France in the operation, as well as the support that Turkey gave us, perhaps gives us a way forward, because now we have a situation where all of the neighbors around Syria are dealing with the results of this mass exodus of people fleeing this conflict. So as a consequence, all of Europe, as well as Turkey and Jordan and Lebanon, are in a circumstance now where 14 million people have been driven out of their homes, 500,000 killed. And they would like to see a solution. If we can have a strong diplomatic effort now, backed up with serious financial pressure against those who are transferring these arms so that Assad can continue this bloody conflict, we may have a way forward for a political solution. That's what we need right now, is to bring all of Europe and all of the region together to do that.
Understood, but what is the way forward? How do you explain to the American people, or some people who may say, we don't want to be entangled in another war, now Syria?
Well, what we're talking about now is what you saw in terms of the diplomacy that went into getting Britain and France on board and getting the support of the regional players here. There's only one actor, and that's Iran, that wants to keep this kind of disorder, because they want a land bridge to bring weapons and fighters up to the border of Israel. They need anarchy in Syria for that purpose. It is actually more beneficial for the rest of the globe to work together right now to get a political settlement, and if it takes safe zones, if it takes, you know, the financial pressure of the types of sanctions that we brought against North Korea, then that's the kind of thing it'll take against Syria and those who are supporting Assad, such as Iran and Moscow. But I think if we now move forward on that front, we can look forward to an end to 7 years of a bloody conflict that otherwise the Iranians are going to continue to pour those troops in there and build up their weapons operations up against the Israeli border. We need this international effort.
I want to ask you about NAFTA, so I want to switch gears for a moment. But before I do, let me ask you this real quick. The president recently said he wants to pull out of Syria. Is that no longer on the table, given what has taken place?
We don't need tens of thousands of troops on the ground right now. We need our force there that's taking down ISIS. We obviously need that. But we don't need the introduction of U.S. ground forces in those numbers into that region. What we need, as I said, is a diplomatic political solution right now, where we have a strategy. And this week, when we go into session, I'm asking the administration to come up and to testify. That's what we're going to have, is a hearing on a strategy forward. And second, I want that bill that we passed out of our committee into the Senate. We need that Senate bill to get to the president's desk to put those serious financial pressures and sanctions against Assad and his backers.
House of Republican Chair Edwin Royce talking about Syria. Civilians, meanwhile, in the north of Syria, hopeful following the U.S.-led strikes. I think anything that pushes back a bit on the Russians and Iran and, you know, the ambitions that Iran has for that gateway and that bridge. But as he states that, that is a serious issue. And it puts into threat Israel. So I'm not sure that just this mere bombing that took place, yes, it put them in check, but it seems like I don't think we're we're going to exit quite as soon as maybe President Trump is hoping to. Well, the details, we'll keep them coming at you. We'll report to you decide, as they say, 6 minutes after the top of the hour now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, Ron Kessler is with us right now. He's the New York Times bestselling author of The First Family Detail, Secrets of the FBI. Ron, always good to have you. Congratulations on the new book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron, before we get into this book specifically, you know, particularly with your background and what you've written about in the past with the secrets of the FBI in the President's Secret Service, all that's going on right now with the FBI, is something positive going to come out of this? Because it seems that the FBI, at least in the upper echelons, there's a rather dark cloud over it. And I'll just leave it at that without getting into too much opinion, because there's just so much in question right now with that institution. And it's making a majority of Americans quite skittish that you have something as powerful as the FBI out of order.
Well, in my new book, The Trump White House, I do go into many of those FBI issues and point out that, you know, there are really quite a few holes in the anti-FBI narrative. So I hope that's reassuring. It, as you indicated, it would go on forever if we got into the FBI thing. But, you know, just as one example, you know, Peter Strzok's email messages, which are anti-Trump, obviously are inappropriate. This kind of strident personal opinion on FBI phones is unacceptable. But one of those messages said that he didn't want to be on the investigation because he didn't think there was anything there. So obviously he's not out to get Trump. As opposed to some of the claims.
So there's a challenge there to reconcile some of these statements, although it seems to be that there was, you know, some hidden activity or maybe obvious activity at the upper level of management of the FBI that allowed it to be, you know, so purposeful, it seems, in promoting a Hillary Clinton regime.
Well, certainly the McCabe revelations are troubling that he lied, but you know, the FISA business is really a lot of hot air. The investigation into Carter Page began long before Trump declared his candidacy, when Carter Page, the target of that surveillance, became the target. He had already left the campaign. Mm-hmm. He had only been in one advisory board meeting. So if the FBI wanted to, you know, quote, surveil the Trump campaign, they were pretty incompetent because they picked someone who wasn't even in the campaign.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of this. But more interesting is Trump himself. You know, what is this guy all about? He makes these outrageous comments, but yet if you look at the results, it's pretty impressive. If you look at the economy, the roaring stock market, the unprecedented low unemployment rate, unprecedented low black unemployment rate in foreign affairs, almost getting rid of ISIS, going after Syria with missiles, about to meet with a North Korean leader. Those are achievements that I think will be remembered as his legacy, as opposed to some of the controversial comments and outrageous comments. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Norma Forderer, who was his top aide for 26 years, and she said there are two Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV who makes these outrageous comments to get attention for his brand and mm-hmm. now for his presidency. So it's a shtick. And then there's the real Donald, the insiders know, who's just the opposite. He's thoughtful, he listens, he's careful about making decisions. He didn't build this empire worth billions by being a fool. Certainly it's unsettling. I think every supporter feels uncomfortable sometimes when he makes some of these comments. But if you look at the picture, the big picture, he is achieving results through that strange method, which sort of empowers him, because if he's the number one topic of conversation every day, the number one subject of media attention, that just enhances his power, so that foreign countries want to kowtow to him or fear him, and the same with CEOs. That's the way he leads.
Well, and the thing, Ron, he has given a voice to forgotten America, Main Street America, who for years have said these things. And, of course, for a long time, it became politically incorrect. And now you've got somebody controlling the bully pulpit like one Donald Trump. And though at times it may appear, you know, as you say, insensitive, it does bring the question to the forefront. No matter, you know, if you talk about, little rocket man in North Korea and look where he's at. I mean, we've almost got him to a bargaining table, and in being in a position of strength as opposed to previous experiences with North Korea, where we've gotten together and it's almost like we're the ones coming with hat in hand instead of them.
Exactly. You know, Obama famously was described as leading from behind. As you say, Trump is leading from strength. And he, at the same time, wants to project this tough guy image, and so he doesn't want people to know about his compassionate side. For example, he hands out $100 bills to janitors for when they move furniture. He doesn't want that out. And when I interviewed him for the book, it's the only interview that he's given for a book as president, he says. And I asked him about that, and why don't you let people know that side of you? And he said, well, how do you know that? Where did you hear that? He was trying to obfuscate about giving right. $100 bills. And another new item is that Melania has a very powerful interest. You know, she's portrayed in the media as spineless and a fool. And a foreign accent, and it's coming from pro-immigrant people like Chelsea Handler. She actually sits in on meetings and will summarize the points that others made and then come up with their own strategy. And I quote Reince Priebus in the book and others as saying that her judgment is just impeccable. They're so impressed by her political savvy and knowledge. She keeps up with everything, and she also will give Trump articles that she thinks he should read, regardless of whether they're negative or positive. And she's not afraid to disagree with him. Back in Mar-a-Lago, Martha Stewart showed up one day, and Tony Sinical, the Mar-a-Lago butler, opened the door, and Martha asked if she could take a tour of Mar-a-Lago. And Tony said, sure, let's do it tomorrow at 3 p.m. And then he told Donald said, great. And then later in the day, Tony went to check to see if Donald needed anything in the private quarters. And Trump started screaming at him, just out of control. You dumbass, why did you schedule it for 3 p.m. when the club members won't be here? You should have scheduled it for noon when the club members would see Martha and Martha right. would see her. Well, at that moment, Melania walked in, and she said to Tony, she said to Trump, I don't think you should be talking to Tony in that town. Nothing more was said, but the next morning, Trump handed Tony $2,000 in $20 bills, would you believe? And I asked Tony, you know, why did he do $20 bills? And he said, well, everything he does is strange.
Yes, without a doubt. We're talking with Ron Kessler, his new book, The Trump White House. More from Ron right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the Trump White House changing the rules of the game. Ron Kessler is with us, best-selling author of The First Family Detail. Ron actually had a conversation with the president, unlike, as we know, Michael Wolff and, you know, the fraud, fire and fury story that he tried to throw at us. And I say it was such a fraud because even by his own admission, Ron, he had admit that about 50% of what he reported on, it was like, well, he didn't really know.
I call it a novel, you know, and somewhat, so much of it is obviously untrue, you know, that Melania didn't want him to run. Melania actually urged him to run and said, you know, you have to stop pussyfooting around because nobody's going to support you if they don't believe you're going to run. You have to declare your candidacy. And that's what he did. And sure enough, he showed up in the polls. And the book said that on election night, he looked like a ghost. She was in tears. Well, and all he did was look at TV. They were both ecstatic. You know, it's unbelievable that anybody would take that seriously.
Well, she even said, she says, well, you know, if you run, you're going to win. There was no doubt in her mind whatsoever that that he was going to win. But the same question that she brought up was the same one that Michael Flynn had. It's the same one that I had. Was a businessman counting the cost of entering into the fray of politics? Was he going to go all the way, or were we going to experience something like Ross Perot?
Sure. You know, but her advice is something that he adopted, and sure enough, she was right. And by the way, speaking of right, I predicted in a Daily Mail article in January 2016 that he would win the presidency. That was before he was nominated. So when I conclude in this book that he will be seen as one of the greatest presidents, you can count on that, because it's just like Reagan, who was also reviled by the press, but he got rid of the Soviet Union. He boosted the economy. It's the same with Trump. The results are obvious if you take off the blinders. And years from now, the tweets and the controversial comments will be forgotten.
Do you think that after all is said and done, that Melania might be a little bit like Nancy Reagan in terms of ensuring, kind of being a little bit of a guard of the brand, of the Trump brand and his legacy?
Well, interesting question.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that there has to be somebody who kind of keeps an extra guard, you know, for the president of the United States, who's got so many things coming at him.
Yeah, she will, you know, warn him about people who seem to want to take advantage of him. She has very good instincts. But at the same time, unlike Nancy, she won't, you know, give orders to aides, which is what Nancy did. The aides are, you know, just love her. She's so, you know, sensitive to their feelings as well. But she does weigh in, and she will disagree with Trump. With, you know, sitting with him, she will sit in on meetings with cabinet officers and voice her opinion. She is some special lady, and she speaks six languages, which is a lot more than Chelsea Handler speaks.
Exactly. You think? I guess some similarities enter into other, you know, enter mind for other first ladies. You know, what Jackie Kennedy brought to the White House. Ivanka Trump brings some stated class, and you know, every time you see her on the world stage, no matter what kind of tennis shoes she may or may not be wearing, there you have this sense of pride for our country and our first lady, don't you? And there's some aspects of it that reminds me of Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, the charm and the grace is there, but Jackie, you know, really was not involved in any of the affairs. I shouldn't say affairs. In any of the
the details,
policies, details.
Right.
You know, she was totally excluded from anything like that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Melania said to me at Mar-a-Lago, "I read every one of your articles," so she definitely has good judgment. I've known both of them for two decades, and first got to know them when I flew down with my wife Pam, who's also a former Washington Post reporter, to Mar-a-Lago to spend the weekend with Trump for my book about Palm Beach called The Season Inside Palm Beach and America's Richest Society. And so I've known them ever since. On the way down, Trump imitated the nasal congested tones of the blue blood old guard in Palm Beach condemning his club because it admits Jews and blacks. Mar-a-Lago, of course, admits Jews and blacks, whereas some clubs in Palm Beach to this day exclude them, and they're able to do it legally. He said he imitated these old guard people, and he said, "I want to be loved, and I enjoy sticking it to them." So that sort of sums up Trump. He wants to be loved, and he enjoys sticking it to anybody who gets in his way.
Exactly. Well, in your book, you address the influence or maybe some of the challenges that he's had with his own daughter, Ivanka Trump, and her husband, Jared Kushner.
Jared and Ivanka have been responsible for the most disastrous and foolish decisions of the Trump presidency, namely firing Jim Comey as FBI director, which led to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel, and hiring Anthony Scaramucci, which must be the most foolish decision in White House history, at least as far as hiring goes. But they thought that Scaramucci would burnish their image. They're naive. They fell for his sweet talk. And Donald understands that they are problems and has even said to them, maybe you should go back to New York, and hinted that maybe he would like them to go back to New York. But they are the Teflon aides, as they call them, because their family is not going to fire them. He was watching Jared one day on TV, and he said, look at him. He looks like a little boy, like a child. So he's not afraid to speak the truth about Jared.
Right. Well, Ivanka, he loves his daughter so much that he would obviously give her a lot more latitude. But, what you point out in the book, you say, well, okay, maybe if not before the end of this presidency, maybe if he's reelected, that they spend more time in New York than in D.C.
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure. And as he becomes more comfortable with his staff, that's more likely as well. You know, previously he would go with recommendations of other people about appointments, and now he's going with people that he's comfortable with, that he's known for a long time, that he admires, and I think that is a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we've discussed many times, and many radio stations across the country have talked about the leaking, that is the economy of choice in the Beltway. And you point out in your book that the queen of leakers is Kellyanne Conway.
I was interviewing Kellyanne at the White House. It was recorded, and she apparently forgot that it was on the record, and she started lambasting other colleagues. She spoke about Reince Priebus in the nastiest tone and said things that were just obviously untrue. I didn't include them in the book because I just thought that would be unfair to Reince. Mm-hmm. Also, she called Jared and Ivanka leakers. Aides have told me that they've seen text messages that she has sent to reporters in which she leaks and castigates other staff members. Trump, of course, didn't know about this until now, so it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, he does about it.
Well, this is quite the revelation, and the things that you reveal in the Trump White House changing the rules of the game. Ron, as we wrap things up, what's the main takeaway that you want the readers to get from this book?
The book is unique because it is the only positive book about Trump, and it tells the truth, which includes negative items and juicy tidbits that I think readers on both sides will appreciate. But that is the goal, tell the truth, and that makes the book, I think, unique.
Exactly. And there's also a charming story there about how the president is asked by his billionaire cronies and friends to introduce them to communications director Holpix. A lot of fun things in the book that you will enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. The Trump White House Changing the Rules of the Game, Ronald Kessler on Bill Martinez Live. Ron, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Us, fresh every day, Monday through Friday night at noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on the West Coast these days. Here for another week before we head back to Florida. And meanwhile, we're having as much fun as the government will allow us to have, right? Especially in California, a sanctuary state that is in chaos. But, hey, that's a whole other story. But this is also why we need to have sober-minded people like our next guest. Seton Motley is with us, founder president of LessGovernment.org. Seton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on to talk about this new weaponization that progressives have come up with. And that is, if I really don't like what you're saying, I guess the big shakeup is if I accuse you of having some sort of collusion with either the Russians or some other foreign government, huh?
Well, Russia adjacent, I call it.
No, I like that.
Yeah, this is really obnoxious. And, you know, just as a sidelight, I subject myself to some Morning Joe each morning. And I believe it was on Friday. They had the clowns from the circus, the show The Circus on Showtime. It's Heilman, and it was Mark Halperin before he was outed as, you know, pushing his groin up against every woman with a groin-pushing range.
Yeah.
So Heilman's on the show talking about their latest thing where they went to Russia and interviewed Russians about how awful relations were between the United States and Russia and how it's never been worse and, wow, this is terrible. And I'm screaming at the television, you've been pushing the Russia collusion narrative for 2 years. No wonder it's the worst it's ever been, you clowns.
Yeah, that's anyway, their perception. That's I think it's better. It might be safer for you if you did Pilates to get your blood going in the morning as opposed to MSN.
Fortunately, I've already gone to the gym at that point, so
okay.
The edge is off a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, there's this guy, this longtime Trump supporter from the very beginning, fundraiser as things progressed, named Elliot Brody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a international businessman. I think he's known Trump for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And very successful. And so I just put him on the radar to now shift to the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
where we have Qatar or Qatar. I think mm-hmm. I pronounce it Qatar because when you say Qatari, it's not Qatari.
Yeah.
And Qatar has been funding and playing footsie with Iran and funding a bunch of Islamist groups for years and years and years and years. And so four Gulf state nations led by the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates imposed a blockade and issued some sanctions against Qatar. And that was last summer. Qatar was feeling the pinch, so they started lashing out. And one of the people at which they lashed was Elliot Brody, because mm-hmm. Elliot Brody has a lot of business interests and relationships with United Arab Emirates.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of viewed him as in the Trump orbit, and they can attack him. They cyber attacked him. And we know it was the Qatari government because we've got the forensic evidence, and actually Elliot Brody has filed a lawsuit against the Qatari government for hacking him. Now, what they did was they hacked him, they got a bunch of his emails and documents and stuff, and then they released them. And they inserted a bunch of sentences that he didn't write amongst ones he did to make non-nefarious things appear nefarious and all of that. And one of the things they jumped on, and this just goes to show you how world-renowned and stupid, and that's why I told the Heilman story, the circus story,
mm-hmm.
just to show you how world-renowned and stupid everyone in the planet thinks the Trump-Russia collusion thing is. Brody has some business interests in the Ukraine. Again, not Russia, Russia adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And they released that and hacked emails and inserted sentences and that kind of thing, hoping that the U.S. media would jump on the Trump supporter / Russian adjacent story and insert it into the Trump-Russia collusion jet stream.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's awful for Brody, of course. I mean, he's mm-hmm. going to have to waste millions of dollars chasing the Qatari government around courts. I can't even imagine where you would file this. You know, is it here? Is it there? Is it somewhere in the middle? You know,
exactly.
And this, he's just being subjected to it. But there is a little bit of, not amusement, but bemusement. Mm-hmm. Bemusement with the fact that the Qatari government found the Trump-Russia collusion so stupid and so useful that even they tried to use it to smear Brody.
Yeah. Well, Brody's been in trouble anyway. I mean, when you got lots of money, and he's a venture capitalist, and he's been the finance chair of the Republican National Committee. So, you supported Trump, so now you're really in the crosshairs. And he's got hashtag problems with an ex-model himself right now, too. So as if he doesn't have enough to deal with Qatar, now he's chopped up by an ex-model.
People get models. It's very strange, and it's a new occurrence. I'm really shocked by this development.
What ugly fat white guys are able to get ugly fat white guys with lots of money are able to get models? That's new.
It's shocking. Yes, I didn't know this was going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just keeps on going, because the mainstream media has nothing better to do. Plus, they love to be. I got to tell you this. I don't know about you, but over the weekend, it was like the mainstream media went absolutely nuts with the conversation about about gals, peeing on one another, and the fact that they could even talk about women peeing on one another.
It was so thrilled to be able to talk about that. And of course, I've followed Trump for a long time, ancillarily. And one of the ways I followed him was, for a while before he went satellite, I listened occasionally to Howard Stern.
Yeah, right.
And anyone who knew anything about Trump from going on Howard Stern, remember they grabbed the soundbite and they said his dating was his personal Vietnam?
Right.
To try to, mm-hmm. you know, slander him for not serving in Vietnam, even though he's of the, you know, appropriate age range.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, what he was talking about was his extreme germophobia.
Yes.
And how dating was his personal Vietnam because he's so, he didn't, before he ran for office, he wouldn't shake anyone's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the dossier first came out and the lead story was Trump hired prostitutes in Russia to urinate on his bed, I'm like, no, he didn't.
Yes.
Because he's a total germaphobe.
Yes.
There's no way in heck he did that. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
Right.
And here we are still, 2 years later almost, still talking about that facet of it as if, one, the entire dossier hasn't been discredited, and mm-hmm. two, that obnoxious wrinkle of it hasn't been.
Well, wasn't that cast aside? But yet, I guess the mainstream media, again, wants to talk about, body functions
aside.
And stuff like that. So
anyway.
They bring it back up, and it's like, wait a minute, that's already been, run over and already...
We've already disproven that, and,
yes.
and it doesn't matter, because mm-hmm. it's still fun to talk about, and nobody remembers anything, at least in the newsrooms. There's a guy here who does radio named Chris Plant, he calls it Newsheimers.
Yes, right.
And they just...
I love that.
Yes, it's been disproved, but we'll still use it anyway. Mm,
sure. Yeah, well, that's what they do. They can get away with it, because the mainstream media cannot help themselves. It's like, hey, in lieu of a new headline, let's just bring up an old one. Because everybody forgets about it, right?
A lot with the Russia thing, where they find something from 8 months ago and somehow try to make it look like this is a new wrinkle. And they're like, wait a minute, this happened in July. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Well, Seton, help me out here. What happened with Putin? He was pounding his chest, threatening to, that he could take out the United States and the NATO nations. Said, hey, here's my red line. America better not do anything to Syria. And, it's just kind of...
Trump is in Putin's back pocket.
Yes.
I'm opposed to the bombing. I think it's dumb. I think we have no business in a Syrian civil war. And I think Assad is the least Islamic option in that region. So,
mm-hmm. I don't understand, being a former military guy myself, I don't understand why, and this is the problem I had during Vietnam, is that you go in and you announce, even though you say, well, I don't announce, I'm not telling people what I'm going to do,
but yet you
go ahead and you tell the Russians, hey, we're going to do this, and what do the Russians do? They tell Assad, hey, clear out those buildings, right?
I don't get any of it. I appreciate your service. I didn't serve. I was a musician in my 20s. And, it's just, the whole thing's a mess. Assad's the guy we actually want in there if we're thinking properly, or else it'll be another Iraq or Libya.
Yeah, exactly. Just what we need to revisit that all over again. Seton Motley, founder, president of lessgovernment.org. Keep up the great work. That's what we need less of, is government getting into our business and just increasing the debt even more. It's already $21 trillion and counting. Who needs more of that, right?
Right, exactly. Thank you, sir.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. That's how I know. You take a brokenness and make us beautiful.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you, just the way you like it. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Bob Waliszewski time. You know what that means? Yes, the director of media and culture for Focus on the Family. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is.
Almost tax day, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you had to bring that up, didn't you? Until then.
Yeah, my pastor yesterday actually spoke on the subject of rendering to Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God's. Uh-huh. And used the opportunity of April 15th yesterday to launch. And actually, it was a good sermon. It was
really?
It's not a place most pastors usually go.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because you start risking half the audience walking out. All the ones that remember going, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Pastor, instead of the tithe, in lieu of the tithe, I gotta take care of Caesar right now. No, why not? Well, good fun. Hey, we got lots to talk about here. Rampage, you say, typical Dwayne Johnson movie, buildings explode, the end of the world is near, and the only man that can save the day, ta-da. Right?
You might imagine. Yeah, this one starts out on a space station of all things, and we find out that they've been doing some genetic experimentation aboard the space station, and they've got some lab animals, some like a lab rat, and they grow to huge proportions, and in this particular case, a lab rat takes over the space station, and next thing you know, it explodes. And the next thing you know, capsules of this genetic altering stuff land back in Earth. And, you know, it wouldn't land in the ocean. Or it wouldn't land on a mountaintop. It would land at the San Diego Zoo. What are the odds?
Yeah.
anyways, or at least one of the places it lands. Mm-hmm. It also lands at a place in Wyoming. But anyways, nice little friendly George the gorilla gets exposed, and no longer is he friendly. Gorilla's like crazy, and he's like 18-wheeler proportions, along with this big alligator and a big wolf, and they start taking over North America. It's about as believable as it's about as likely as that your dog would write a movie script. You know, that's about how believable this film is. And maybe that's exactly what happened. The dog.
Maybe as believable as the state becoming a sanctuary state, maybe even.
Yeah, no. Lots of harsh language in this one, which was a disappointment to me. I know a lot of families that are listening are probably saying, look, if my teenagers want to go to a movie like Rampage, if I hear there's a couple harsh profanities, I'm going to go, okay, and go, I'll hold my nose and I'll let them go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's mom and dad's, they're two dozen, you know, it's like every 3 minutes.
What is a couple? What is a couple?
There's another one.
Yeah.
And then some inappropriate material added into the mix. We gave it a 2.5. I'm not the biggest fan of this particular Dwayne The Rock Johnson film. I'll put it that way.
You know, the thought has come to mind here, Bob, is that our society has gotten to the point where we just don't blush anymore. You know, the kind of language that's out there, I mean, over the weekend, you know, the TV news shows, what's been happening, you know, with our music and movies, like you say, you know, parents think, well, it's just a couple of cuss words. Well, a couple here, a couple there. I mean, we're like Everett Dirksen, when he used to say, before long, you start talking about a lot of cuss words because you're surrounded by it. I mean, even when you go to a concert or sit in a movie, you hear people's language and you go, wow. And I remember when I, you know, had kids and go to the movie and I was constantly telling people, hey, hello, we got kids here, you know, and they, oh, hey, I'm sorry or whatever. Now it's just like, you know, what do you want? You want to start a fight here or something? You know,
part of the reason, Bill, is because it's so prevalent in mainstream media, music, video games are rampant. Mm-hmm. The new Fortnite video game is selling like hotcakes, and my coworker who reviewed the video game says, you know, lots of harsh profanities in that. It's been very common to add harsh profanities. Anyways, you get it. If everywhere you turn is a media junkie, if a person is one, well, not your listeners, but let's just say out there in the world, there are, you know, people that consume everything. You know, pretty soon you start talking like it a little bit yourself, even if you're like, I don't think profanity is a good idea. But if you hear it and you, everywhere you turn, it can happen. I think that's what's happened. It's just a kind of a coarsening of culture in the last decade where people who, if it hadn't happened in the media, it wouldn't be happening in a lot of people's personal lives.
Yeah, even in the news, you know, over the weekend, you have news anchors talking about things, and it's like, wait a minute. First of all, you know, they've already thrown this down. We're talking about the dossier and things that supposedly Trump did with some women in England. And, you know, it's going, wait a minute, do I want to hear this? Don't want my kids to hear this. You know, it's disgusting, but they just, I guess they're just so excited that they can talk about sex and, you know, body emissions on a news show, I guess. I don't know. It's just like, wait a minute, stop. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Gets a little tiring, that's for sure.
But we got to take a stand again. And hey, as much as it counts for you and me, Robert, we say enough of this stuff. You know, we're blushing already, and I don't need to hear about it. And you know, we should expect better, and we do so of our kids. And let's hopefully, you know, some of the adults will start to stand up and say enough of this stuff. You know, we don't need this stuff anymore. Hey, let's talk.
If people listening want a movie where they don't have to blush and they don't have to worry, there's one night only tonight.
Tonight, I love it. I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to ask if you saw it.
Phoenix,
yes.
Wilder, and The Great Elephant Adventure.
It is so cool.
Yes, I have seen it.
Yes.
It hails back, and Bill, you and I are probably close in age. We've met in person. Yeah. I don't know how old you are, but we're probably close. But I remember, because of my certain age, watching Wide World of Disney films with my mom and dad on a Sunday night. They popped the popcorn, and we, you know, watched just everything Disney put out on a Sunday night. And this film has those kind of vibes going for it. You it's not Disney, but it you just feel like it is. You know, you're not going to find a profanity one in this film. It's a story about a 13-year-old boy who gets separated from his uncle while out on African safari. After he's separated, he gets lost. Then he finds a bull elephant in a trap. He rescues it. Then he also realizes if there's traps, there must be mean people. There must be poachers. And he begins to do what he can to get some poachers arrested for their evil villainy. And it's just, you know, for families with young kids, let's say, that just would like to go to the movie theater every great once in a while and they're not having to worry about content. Tonight, one night only again, they may want to consider going to Phoenix Wilder.
Exactly. And today's Save the Elephant Day on top of that, too. So, yeah, we can have all kinds of fun. I had my grandson. I was doing the elephant deal, you know, raising the hand, doing all that. And so you should see the... He's a 17-month-old kid. You know, he's trying to do the elephant deal. We were having a blast, so we had a chance to see it over the weekend as well. And it is terrific. It's a great, as you say, one of those movies you can go to. And I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to ask if you had a chance to see it. We spoke with Richard Boddington. He's the producer, director, and writer. And, boy, I'll tell you, I highly recommend it. One night only, that is tonight, April the 16th. Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure, a great adventure for the entire family, right?
Yeah. We got a couple minutes?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, one other that on the recommendation side, it also came out last weekend. Now, I've got the Box Office Mojo sheet in front of me, how well every film did at the box office. And I don't find it on the sheet, and I'm trying to figure out. And that happens sometimes when they don't report. So I'm not sure exactly how well it did, but it was supposed to be in wide release, so it should be available for all of our listeners to be able to see. It's called Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero. Yeah. It's an animated tale about something that happened in real life back in World War I when a terrier dog that was trained by one of the soldiers while they were training here in the U.S. before going to the European theater ended up going to Europe with this squadron of troops. And while on the trenches of World War I fighting in France, this dog went on to save a lot of people's life. And if there was, for instance, an explosion and somebody would get buried, that dog would, you know, go locate where the bodies were, and just a lot of things in real life happen. And it shows up in this animated. Now, all that to say that this is a war movie, but I thought that the people who did it were throttled back on the gore. In fact, there was never one time where you see someone shoot and then you watch someone die. The location is in war, of course, and I thought that's good.
Right.
And of course, there's no language issues or anything like that. We gave it a 4 because of the war violence. Here's what I would say: if my son was 12 years old again, he would love this. I mean, he joined the Army. He's patriotic to the bone already today. He would have loved this as a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Very patriotic film. So those listeners right now are in that, you know, got a son in 10, 11, 12, 13, looking for a daddy-son date night, this may be it.
Yeah, exactly. Good fun. You said last week, I think we talked about Truth or Dare. You're not even going to dare anybody to watch that movie, right?
Yeah, you know, this was a horror film about demons taking... The second most popular film in the nation right now is A Quiet Place, billed as a horror film. It really wasn't. It was a survival film. The third is Truth or Dare. That really is a horror film. You know, the demons taken. And I don't go for that kind of stuff. I'm just not a personal fan. We reviewed it for the few people that need a review. Then go to our website and find Truth or Dare.
Exactly. Well, as you say, Rampage number one at the box office, followed by A Quiet Place. And if you need more information, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go. Bob Waliszewski, focused on the family's director of media and culture, and also the Plugged In department as well. Robert, as always, appreciate the insight and the info.
Okay, Bill.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. Take care. All right. Ciao.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.